Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. You know, a couple weeks ago, I started hearing about this new social media app called Clubhouse, and people were talking about it like it was something new and different. And I thought, well, I got to check this out, see how it might be helpful for people in the Rise Up Business Academy. And if you are not familiar with the Clubhouse social media app, today is your day to get educated on how this new app can help you grow your business. Now, the first question, of course, is what is Clubhouse? If you're not familiar with it, it's a free audio-only social media app where you can go into rooms to listen to conversations and, of course, be a speaker as well. Sensor Tower estimates that the app has been installed by 1.3 million users worldwide. Now, that might sound like a lot, million people, but it's not a lot considering how many people there are in the globe. This app is just getting started. Now, the thing that I like about it is when we talk about social media, so much of it has become the production of media content. So much focus on, okay, I got to get out the right images, the right captions, the right video, and putting it all together and promoting my business and myself and all of this. This app is really less media and more social. And the way that they've done that is by limiting the number of features. There's no video, there's no direct messaging, it's just voice to voice. It's like old school phone chat line, like a party line or something. I was too young when those things came out. I wasn't joining, you know, party lines to get to know people I didn't know still as a kid, but I've talked on the phone a ton. And let me tell you, it's kind of like talking on the phone to a bunch of new people. It's so cool. And I'm wondering if it's having such a big impact, a big growth during the pandemic because people are hungry for connection. Now, at the time of this recording, it's still in beta and it's only available for iPhone users and it's invite only, which I'll tell you about in just a minute. But you can download the app right now. I encourage you to do that. Even if you think, oh, I'm not going to be a part of this, you want to download it and reserve your username. The easiest way to do that, of course, you can search in the App Store on your iPhone, but you can just go to the URL, joinclubhouse.com. That's joinclubhouse.com. Download the app and then reserve your username, which I highly encourage you to do. Anytime a new app comes out, even if you think you may not use it, grab it, reserve your username. That way, your same username is across all the social media accounts. Of course, the username that I chose is Inspo Rising. So you can follow me on Clubhouse at Inspo Rising, InspoRising. Now, your friends who already have the app and they have been invited and they're inside the Clubhouse, they will get notified that you're waiting for an invitation. Not all your friends, but Clubhouse seems to pick one of your friends to notify to say, hey, do you want to let so-and-so in? And they'll have the opportunity to wave at you and let you in the Clubhouse. Now, how does it know that you guys are friends? Well, because the app sees your phone number in your friend's phone, and you have your friend's number in your phone. Super creepy, I know, but it's also super handy. So I was invited to join the app by a former client that I hadn't spoken to in months. And so I just get this notification on my phone that says, so-and-so wants to invite you, wave you into the Clubhouse. And I thought, oh, this is exciting. Wow. And so now her name and her photo are forever listed in the bio in my Clubhouse account. It's really fascinating the way that they, you know, kind of put all this together. It's very unique. So once you are in and you've been invited, you actually have the app, you are opening the app, you'll immediately be shown rooms, these little kind of rounded squares that are rooms, in what's called the hallway. And each room is named by the moderator who started the room. Things like, this morning I was looking on it just to give you some examples of room names. One was, look at my website and give me honest opinions. And there were like 50 people in that room talking to the moderator about her website. Another one said, beginner biz owner network hour. So just jump in and network with other beginner biz owners. Now, both of those are business oriented. A lot of the rooms in my hallway are business oriented because I'm following people that are all about business. But there are literally rooms on almost any subject you can think of. There are tons of them. And there's a search feature for you to search for clubs based on the category of whatever content that they are wanting to talk about. So all you have to do is click on the room. And then what happens is you'll start hearing the voices of the moderator and the people that they've invited up on stage. It's just a voice-to-voice conversation, and that's it. And it's only taking place in real time. You can't access it again. It's not like it's recorded and you can go back to it. And so that's why the app is causing this major FOMO. I mean, first, you're like, whoa, can I get invited? Can I get in? Can I get in? And then you get in and you're excited. And then you start realizing, oh my goodness, there are all these conversations that are happening 24/7. And if I don't get in there and listen and participate, I might miss out on something. It really causes some severe FOMO. It's crazy. And there are celebrities that are hosting and speaking in rooms. And of course, you know, when I say celebrities, I'm not talking about like, you know, Beyonce or something. I'm talking about niche-based experts and celebrities that are somebody in their particular niche or field. And there, of course, are just tons of average people like you and me connecting and networking. Some people get a little aggressive on the pitching. You know what I mean? Like they're trying to sell their PDF or trying to get you to buy something. That's definitely discouraged. You know, it's all about connection, not about selling. Now, as I've been working with members of the Rise Up Business Academy and talking to them about Clubhouse and how they can use it to leverage and grow their business, one of the concerns immediately was, I just press the room and then all of a sudden I can hear these voices. Are they hearing me? Can they hear what I'm doing? And the answer is no. In order for members of the room to hear you, you first need to raise your hand. Not your physical hand, silly. Okay. They can't see you. It's a little button that, you know, it's a little hand clicks, and then the moderator can see that you've raised your hand. And if they want, they can invite you up on stage, right? The metaphorical stage. You then have to accept their invite and unmute your phone. Now, moderators invite quite a few people up on stage. You might go into a room and see like 20 people that are on stage, but there's only two people talking at a time. Other rooms, it's a free-for-all. I've seen some people just having a big open conversation with lots of people. That's not my style, all right? But when you get up on stage, you want to mute your phone. You want to mute the app so that you're not, you know, breathing heavy or your kid's yelling in the background or your dog's jingling with his, you know, collar or something. So one of the reasons why speakers invite so many people up on stage is because as soon as they get on stage, the app notifies all of that person's followers that they are on stage, all right? And so what it tries to do is grow the size of the room. If I only invited one person up on stage, only their followers are notified. But if I invite 20, now I've got 20 people's followers notified, I can have that room be growing. I've seen rooms up to 2,000 people. Most of the rooms are around 100 or less. Now, as I said, once you're invited up on stage, you need to stay muted until the moderator verbally invites you to speak. Now, I realize this can seem a little overwhelming without actually seeing the app in front of you, but I want to tell you five ways that I believe you can leverage Clubhouse to grow your business. Okay, you ready? You got a pen ready? Okay, I think this is going to be super helpful for you. Number one, you can leverage it for the sake of researching. you get to listen to intimate conversations between other people. Now, for me, as someone who is a business growth consultant, I can log in and listen to business owners talking about their problems, their pain points, and their desires. If I were to want that information previously, I would need to schedule a research call with someone who was my ideal client and ask them specific questions. Now, I still need to do that in order to address things that are particular about my business, but if you want to research something and you've got a certain business, one of the things that you can do is to join a room where you know your ideal clients are hanging out. For instance, if you sell hair extensions or you're a hairdresser, you want to go into a room where women are talking about hair. I said women. Maybe it's guys. Maybe you want to talk to guys about hair extensions. I don't know. But you want to find a room where your ideal clients are hanging out, and you go in there and you just listen. And you can take notes on key words and phrases that they use to better understand their problems, pain points, and desires. Now, why would you do that? So that you can use those same words and those same phrases in your marketing and sales materials so that you're connecting directly with your ideal client's needs. Okay, so the first way that you can leverage Clubhouse to grow your business is simply by researching. It's incredible. The second way is through networking. This is an opportunity to connect with people that you would have never even known about. You can find collaborators, people that you may want to host another room with, people that you may want to work with or partner with. You can find new friends. You can find people, mentors even, people that you go, wow, this person is in the same business that I'm in, but they're a little farther down the road. I want to follow them and check them out and see how they can help me. How do you do that? Well, you join a room with people you want to know. And then you click on their face. It's a little circle. Every person is represented by a circle in the room. You click on their face and it opens up their profile. At first, it just opens up the first three lines of their profile. And that's why it's very important for your first three lines to be very explicit about what you do so that it encourages people to then click your profile again and open up the entire profile itself. You can list everything about what you do, your specifics, and how you can benefit other people. Now, when you open up their profile, you can follow them, but there's also a little bell icon that opens up after you follow them. You click the bell icon, and you're notified every single time they get up on stage. You can listen to what they're saying. Also in their bio are two other links. They don't have to put both of these links, but most people do. It's a link to their Twitter account and also a link to their Instagram account. So you can click on either one of those links and then follow them on Twitter or Instagram or DM them on Instagram or Twitter, right? Because you can't DM people on Clubhouse itself. You just click on their Instagram, you open it up. Now, I'll tell you, when I've been on Clubhouse, I've been hosting rooms and I'm coaching people. They're coming up to the stage and I'm actually coaching them in their business. As soon as they jump up on stage, I click their face, I look at their profile, I can see what their bio is all about, I click on their Instagram, and I see more about their life, and I can actually connect with them or make comments about their life or about their business based on what I'm seeing on their bio. It's an incredible tool to network and get to know other people and connect with them. I'm hearing so many people are starting to work together because they have connected with each other on Clubhouse. The third way that I believe you can leverage Clubhouse is through learning. Okay, you can listen to experts and peers as they share their experience and wisdom. There are so many rooms where experts in certain niches are sharing, and you can just sit there and listen and take it in. You can take notes. You can follow them on Instagram or Twitter. You can reach out to them. It's a great way to learn. Now, I will tell you, although I think this is a good use of the app, personally, I have found that listening to someone on their podcast or reading a book or particularly watching a training video is a more helpful way to learn. If you're learning in the context of Clubhouse, you can get their feedback. You can jump up there, jump on stage, and ask them a question specifically about what's going on in your business, which is great. But you might have to wait around quite a long time. And so for me, jumping into a podcast and learning directly from someone, you know, here's what you need to think about your lead magnet or about your sales page or about how to do marketing or whatever, that's a more productive use of my time. But if you feel like, man, I want to connect with someone, this is going to be awesome to be able to chat with them, that's a great way to do it. I will say that I have seen people waiting upwards of even an hour to talk to me, which is, you know, it's fun. I get to talk to these people, but I'm like, is that a good use of your time? Unless you're outside taking a long walk or something, I'm not sure you want us to be spending an hour waiting to be able to talk to someone, especially if you're trying to get their attention, like, ooh, they're an expert. Maybe I could have them, you know, connect with me about my business. Maybe, but I'm just telling you, you need to be careful about the amount of time you are on this app. I personally think that there are better ways to learn, but it is one of the top five ways I believe you can leverage Clubhouse. All right, so we've got researching, we've got networking, we've got learning. The fourth one is peeking into other subcultures. You can learn so much about people and experiences that you maybe would have never come across, and you can do it from what I would call a safe distance. I'm not talking about like a 6-foot COVID safe distance here. I'm talking about there are things that you can listen to that you would have never had the opportunity to do so. Now, I'll give you an example. A good portion, I don't know what the percentage is, maybe 50% of the people that are on Clubhouse are African American. Now, I don't hang out with a large group of African Americans on a regular basis. I have two close friends that are African American. I interview people on my podcast that are African American, but I have interest into cultural aspects that I would want to learn from. And one of the ways that I can do that is simply by going into a room and listening to what individuals have to say about life, about business, about relationships, about whatever it might be. For me, that's very fascinating. All right, so you can do that as well into all sorts of subcultures. There are subcultures on health and wellness and pets and psychedelics and sexuality and all sorts of things that you would have never dreamed that you would get to hear straight from someone's mouth about their experience in life. And you can do it without being weird. You just jump in the room and listen and lurk. And if you have a question, of course, you can raise your hand and connect, but it's an incredible way to peek into other subcultures. All right, and then the fifth way to leverage Clubhouse is probably the most obvious, and it's by growing your following. By growing your following. Not by selling them something, but by growing your following. How do you do that? By serving other people with your knowledge, your wisdom, and your heart. All right, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your heart. How do you do this? Well, you can be a speaker where you jump in and you try to be in somebody else's room, but I suggest what's better is to host your own room. You can also create your own club. I have, at this point in time, put in an application to start an Inspiration Rising club. It takes some time for that to be approved, but you can just start a room now. You can join another club, start a room in their clubhouse. You can start your own room. You know, it's just an incredible way to connect with people. People just start jumping in your room. And if you're offering something of value in terms of the conversation, people stay and they want to have a conversation with you. What do you do when you're having a conversation with them? You serve them with your unique perspective on life, your wisdom, and your heart. Then you ask them to follow you on Clubhouse. Ask them to click the bell. And one of the things that you can do is to offer a valuable lead magnet, something, whether it's a PDF download, an audio, a video, whatever it is, and you drive people to opt in on your website. Now, this can't be all crazy, like, okay, now go to my website and check out this. Okay, you got to make it natural. Of course. Why? Because it's got to flow from a heart of service. So you offer some sort of lead magnet that drives them to your website and they can opt in if they choose. I've had multiple people jump in on things that I've got on my website, join Facebook groups, and even sign up for InspoText, the daily text message that I send out. So it's just a great way to grow your following by serving people that you would have never, ever met before. Now, you got to jump on this app. I'm telling you, I am so excited to see the way this the members of the Rise Up Business Academy are going to leverage it to grow their business and to connect with other people. If you have been enjoying the app, reach out to me. Tell me how it's going for you. I would love to hear. What I do know, though, is that our world needs what you have within you. Like, you have a voice, you have a passion, you have a heart that needs to be heard. And Clubhouse is one more way for you to spread that message that's within you. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend, take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.